Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today's guest is Diana Ward. Diana is the leader of the Christian Home Educators of the Blue Water area, and she's also the Region 4 representative for Mission. So let's start by just talking about the difference between virtual public school and homeschooling.
Well, I think that's a big question today, and we do want to clear that up. So virtual school is basically public school at home. They're just changing the building. You're going to stay home, and the school's going to provide what you need to educate your children. Where homeschooling is different is it's typically parent-led, parent-directed, and parent-funded education. The parent takes the responsibility of what the children are going to learn and how they're going to learn it. They get to freedom to choose the curriculum and the style they want to teach. There's a lot more flexibility and freedom in homeschooling because you make the schedule that fits your family. If you want to take the day off and go to the zoo and study polar bears because that's what your child is interested in, you have the freedom to do that.
So there is a lot of families that are going to be doing some virtual public schooling this year. A lot of families have had a lot to think about when it comes to education this fall. So what would be some similarities you would think there would be between virtual public schooling and homeschooling?
Off the top of my head, I would say having the children at home. They're still going to be home most of the day, I would expect. So they're going to have chores mixed in with that. And I can tell you, when I tell my children to go clean their bedroom, they're just as excited about that as doing their math. You know, it's not all this great all the time fun, but you're going to have to learn to live together in a new lifestyle. So we're going to have our chores. We have our family dynamics. We got to figure out how to go get groceries now that the children are home. So I think a lot of that is going to be the same. You're going to share a lot more meals together, you know, which is good, though, because you're going to get to spend more time with your children and build a new relationship.
Yeah. And with our experience, you know, I've worked alongside you and Chebwa for many years when I was homeschooling myself. We found that new homeschoolers really kind of sometimes struggled with all that time with their kids, and it takes some getting used to. So our friends that are going to be doing virtual public school this year, they're going to have some adjustments they're going to need to make with all that mom and kid time, right? And like you said, it's not always rosy. What would you say would be some differences between homeschooling and virtual public school?
I would have to say the biggest one is going to take it back to the curriculum choices and the teaching style. I don't have a lot of experience with virtual school, so I don't really want to speak a whole lot on that. Other than what I know is that the school's decided how the children is going to learn and what they're going to learn, and they're going to give you a schedule, and you're going to, you know, follow that to the best of your ability. However, with homeschooling, if I'm having a bad day, because sometimes I'm the one in the room crying, right? But my kids are having a bad day, we can go ahead and we can pause, and we can spend some time figuring out what is really happening with our child. We can nib some things in the bud. I think that's the term for that. Right away. So when our children are struggling with a specific topic too, we can stop and we can refresh. And we can go back over it. We can do it again. I remember a story a lady told me about how your son told me he gets all A's in math. And I had to think about it. I'm like, well, he does. Because we just stop and we refresh on what we've learned. We go back over the concept. And once my child has it, then we can move forward. It's not just moving forward whether they're ready or not. So I think that'd probably be a big difference in learning.
Yeah, because you get the freedom to make that schedule, you can linger on those topics your kids are struggling on, and then you can brush past things they already know.
Exactly.
And not waste their time, you know, having them be frustrated because they're bored because they know this, Mom.
Yep, for sure. There's been many a time, so we've gotten certain curriculums, and I go through the book and just go ahead and cross things off because it's not important to my family, maybe, but my child has already mastered that, and we don't need to go over it again.
So as a homeschool mom, what advice can you share for parents who are going to be doing virtual school this year and spending all of that time with their kids?
I would have to say, just relax. I mean, it's easy to say, but we have these imaginary timelines we put on ourselves and our kids. And are they going to fall behind? Or, you know, what if I don't teach them everything? Well, I have to just say, you can't teach them everything. The schools cannot teach them anything, everything. But if you can teach your child how to learn, and hopefully at the end of the whole big thing of school, they still enjoy learning. You're not going to be able to stop your children from going after the things that they really want because they're going to have the tools to go out and learn about it and be able to move forward in life.
Yeah, that's super important. So what kind of support is there out there for families who want to homeschool? So maybe virtual public school isn't really their first choice and they are really thinking about homeschooling. What are some options out there for support?
Well, right now, COVID has affected the homeschool community, too. So I do know some of the local co-ops. A co-op is a group of moms and dads that get together and they learn together in a setting. So I know a lot of those are delayed right now. But Chubba has, which is the Christian Home Educators of Blue Water Area, we have scheduled some outdoor meetings at Cornerstone Baptist Church. So we can meet outside in a gathering with safe distance apart. And then hopefully we'll get the go ahead and go indoors for the winter. But all meetings are open to the public. I know the Y, they do some gym and swim time there. If you go to our website, though, at bluewaterhomeschool.com, under our resource pages, you can find a lot of helpful links there.
Yep, definitely. And support is the key. So bluewaterhomeschool.com is where you guys put all the information about where families can find support group meetings, where they can find extracurricular activities, maybe some field trips and things. And, you know, you, like all the rest of us, trying to do things as safely as possible.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Diana. For more information about the Chubba Homeschool Support Group and to hear more interviews like this one, click on Limelight at WGRT.com. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.